Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side.
Wow, I know, you got a little
I think it just like
pep in your step there.
Yeah, well, we already been here for an hour, so I'm getting it together now. We're, we're waking up over here. So anyways, I do want to start our day and, of course, our morning with some inspiration. And, of course, I always like to do that. Something to warm up our show, right?
Give me some inspiration.
Okay, you want to hear it?
I do.
Be so happy that when others look at you, they become happy too. You're a pretty happy dude.
I try to be.
Yeah.
You don't want to see me mad.
I don't think
I'm cranky.
Yeah. I mean, I have when your event's not,
You've seen me stressed,
yeah.
But I think I hold it together fairly well.
I think I
well.
Do too. Yeah.
I do that fake smile, like, yeah, everything's
oh,
fine.
Oh, gosh, not that. Well, anyways, I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us. This has been like one of those life-changing weeks, and I just want to take everybody and try to get back into balance for the holidays coming around after all the elections
and
are
done.
And
we're still here.
And we're still here.
We're
and
still here. No matter what happened, we're still here.
Exactly. So we're not even going to go in that direction,
Never.
Are we? So
nope.
Anyways, I do want to remind all of you that we are here from 6 to 8. We start your day in a positive way. And we love all of your calls. We've been getting lots and lots of calls, and we ask that you call in, give us your name, your number, and your email so that you can be a part of our newsletter that goes out every week that talks about all of the events that are happening around us. Anything that I'm involved in, I want to share with you. All of my great sponsors, I want to share with you. And if you have a business or an event happening, I would love to be that person that shares it and get the word out for you. So again, I do want to give our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008. Also, if you could like us on Facebook, follow us on there, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast. If you miss any of our shows, you can listen to our podcast at iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show or visit our website at kimpaganoshow.com. And of course, our show is my happy hour. I call it my happy hour without alcohol, right?
I was like, what?
I know. Wait a minute.
My ears ring.
I know. But you know what? It's about listening, learning, and laughing. And I love to tell people stories. So today we're going to talk with Mark Wald. We're going to be talking about, he's the managing director of Supporting Strategies. And then also we're going to talk with Penny Pierce. And her book is Leap of Perception. With that, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
I do. I have two pairs of tickets today for Nottingham Festival. Come step back in time at the Nottingham Festival. The three-time award-winning Nottingham Festival returns to Simi Valley this weekend, tonight and tomorrow, and next weekend on Nottingham Green at Civic Center Park for fun, food, and frivolity.
I think it's just this weekend. It was already last weekend. Yeah, so I just don't want to get my listeners confused.
Okay.
But yeah,
well,
so
we
it's
have
this
tickets.
Week. Yeah, we've got tickets, and I would love to share that with everybody. So,
and then also we have Jason Love, Jeff Uria, and Vargas Mason tonight at Movie Co. in Thousand Oaks at 7:30 for a live stand-up event. You can win a pair of tickets right now if you call 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And one last thing I want to share with everybody. Studio Channel Islands, located in Old Town Camarillo. And, of course, they are getting ready for their holiday art market. And, of course, that is Saturday, December 3rd, 10 to 5. And if you're looking for some unique holiday gifts, and, of course, they're all created by their resident and invited artists. There's like 35 working artist studios right behind there. And it's going to be free parking, all that great stuff. But this week, they're actually painting. If you have any chairs left over from throwing them in the TV, you know, or chairs that you just are ready to dump, maybe, they're going to fix them up. And they're doing a whole thing like Chairs with Friends. It's a whole art exhibit that they're making there. So I would love to see if you could share those chairs with them. And, of course, you can either call them at 805-383-1368 or just go by their Studio Channel Islands. Any chairs that you have that you want to donate, they're going to make them pretty. And if you have any little sayings that you want to have on those chairs, what do you think the first thing I was going to do?
Brighter side?
No, many hands make little work.
There you go.
So hopefully that they'll pick mine. And
many seats make lots of
many. Yeah, there you go. Makes many seats make lots of rooms. I don't know. Okay. Anyways,
the coffee kicked in.
Okay. So anyways, I'm excited for you all to be here. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on. Mark, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tell us about Supporting Strategies.
Well, we're an outsourced accounting department for startups, nonprofits, and small businesses. We'll do everything that you'd expect an accounting and finance department to do, from bookkeeping and payroll administration all the way up to cash flow forecasting and CFO level support.
Wow. Okay, great. And so what services, when you say nonprofits, I saw Chad's ears just light up there, right?
Yes.
Because he's got a nonprofit. But What else do you do? I mean, is it so for businesses that are just starting that you kind of get them in order? Is it like a QuickBooks or how do you, what's, tell us a little bit about that.
We do often use QuickBooks as well as plenty of other accounting software packages and cloud services. Really, it's about finding the right fit systems and processes to serve the business needs. So you talked about nonprofits. Most often, nonprofits are organized and run by people who have a lot of great energy and intention to do great things, but may not necessarily be, you know, aces on accounting.
Right.
So we help them stay in compliance with all the regulations that are imposed on nonprofits, as well as efficiently manage all their operations.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, I have lots of people to share with you because I do that a lot with people of, you know, different, lots of nonprofits out here. And I know that you actually have your third location right out here, right?
That's right. Mark Onaroff is the director of our strategic accounts, running our Ventura County operations out of the Hub 101 facility, which is part of the Cal Lutheran Business Incubator in Westlake Village.
Oh, that's great. Okay. And so what is its focus?
Well, you know, we work with clients located all over the country. So our focus is the same at each center. We're in the business incubator. So Mark definitely and our staff there mentor startups and young entrepreneurs in that environment. But we service clients in the small business community as well as nonprofits anywhere that they need our help.
Wow, I love that. I do want to remind anybody that's just starting their day, waking up with us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we are out here in the 805. We're talking with Mark Wald. And, Mark, so how did you start this? This is your company, correct?
That's right. It's actually a franchise business founded 12 years ago, almost 13 years ago in the Boston area. I started the Los Angeles office in March 2014. I had one client and one employee at the beginning, and now we have 30 employees and about 100 clients.
Oh, my God. I love success stories like that. So if you're just share that with everybody, what was your story and how did you keep going? When you have one client, is it by referrals? Is it by, you know, just your matter to keep going, or how did you grow it?
Right. It's a combination of sources. Referrals are number one, and, you know, CPAs who do tax and audit work for businesses and nonprofits really recognize the value that we bring in making their life easy by delivering, you know, consistently clean, accurate, and on time financials. Business attorneys who do corporate formations and other business transactions know that they can send their clients to us and we're going to take great care of them, and other consultants. But also we're at, you know, the startup incubators, co-working spaces, industry events, small business expos, things like that, where we can, you know, be in front of just the general business community and add value. We also have an annual program we call the Business Fundamentals Bootcamp, where we invite about 100, 120 business owners and entrepreneurs to an all-day event where they can learn from 20 experts in different fields about how to more successfully run and grow their businesses. So, you know, we really reinvest in the community that we serve.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I mean, you know, what's funny is there's so many people that we start a business and they go, okay, I could do all this, but I can't do the paperwork. And that's where you would come in, correct?
That's right. I mean, time is one of the biggest shortages that a young entrepreneur, fast-growing business has. And we do things as efficiently as possible and help them focus on the bigger matters at stake and being successful with their business.
Wow, that's cool. So now, what industries are your clients in? And, you know, I mean, so construction, you know, I mean, how small of a business to how big of a business? And you know what, Mark, can you stay on with us? Because we need to take a really quick break, but I want to hear about all that.
Sure.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and we talk about the brighter side of life. We've got lots of people calling in. We'd love to hear from you. Call us at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to give some tickets away. What do we got?
We have Rubicon Presents Return to the Forbidden Planet, which is now until November 13th. Forbidden Planet, which was loosely based on the Tempest, set on a spaceship sometime in the future. The show features a galaxy of 1950s and 60s rock and roll classics. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Call in right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Rubicon Theater Company is a not-for-profit professional regional theater company whose mission is to entertain, enrich, and educate the region's residents and visitors through the production of innovative professional theatrical productions, festivals, special events, and educational programs. Learn more at www.rubicontheater.org. Mortgage Couch is ran by Matthew Couch and Shelby Bishop, and they offer excellent customer service and believe in helping their customers from start to finish. Their goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, or refinance their home. Call 805-676-0377 and talk with Matthew or Shelby, or visit online at mortgagecouch.com. Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. Rubicon Theater Company presents the Out of This World musical Return to the Forbidden Planet. Halloween season, this campy send-up of Forbidden Planet and other sci-fi film and TV shows features a galaxy of 1950s and 1960s rock and roll classics, including Wipeout and Monster Mash. Return to the Forbidden Planet follows the adventures of dashing spaceship Captain Tempest and crew, who are drawn off course to the mysterious planet. Discover a brave new world filled with humor, romance, a roller skating robot, and an amazing cast with Broadway star Jason Gray and Rubicon veterans Kimberly Hessler of My Fair Lady and Jim O'Neill of Clarence Darrow. Wednesdays through Sundays, October 26th through November 13th. Call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com /Westlake Village.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. I do want to remind you of our phone number here. Lots of people calling. And of course, we want to hear from you. And if you have a business or an event happening, we want to share that here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, in our newsletter every week, we talk about all of our great sponsors and all of our great people that we share the common, common thoughts of starting your day in a positive way. And of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Mark Wald right now, and we're talking about supporting strategies. Mark, thank you so much again for joining us. You talk about all the different businesses and clients that you have. Tell us about that.
Well, so we talked about nonprofits. We also work with technology companies, businesses that are selling software services online, e-commerce, restaurants. We've got some yoga studios, other health and wellness spas, beverage manufacturers, distributors, really all over the map. Attorneys like law offices and an architect. Anybody who needs accounting, we can really add value because the people we hire have 15, 20 years of experience doing this for actual operating businesses. So we give them the expertise and experience that they're missing, and we can complement whatever they have going on internally.
So do you basically do all their reconcile every month, that kind of stuff, or is there different packages, you know, or do you do their, you know, their P&Ls to kind of on a small business level to a big business? What would one package, you know, include?
Right. Well, we custom tailor our solution to fit each individual client's needs, but you got it right. It's anything from kind of an oversight layer where there's someone internally in the company doing day-to-day transactions and we're reconciling the activity on a monthly basis to make sure that nothing gets missed, that everything is classified correctly, all the way down to doing every single piece of the accounting process from paying the bills and running payroll, making sure employee expense reports are recorded correctly and reimbursed to the staff through electronic direct deposit, cash flow forecasting, helping with client billing and collections when our clients aren't getting paid fast enough, selecting services and software platforms to help accelerate their business and add efficiency so that they get paid faster electronically with less labor chasing down their customers.
Right. You know, Mark, I think, you know, I have several businesses, but I think for anybody that's out there, this is something that's so valuable. And because here you know, if you're worrying about keeping everything in, you know, in order or making sure that you're billing or, you know, some people are like, I can't do both. You know, well, if you can't do both, then this is something you probably really need.
I actually agree with you. I think it's a pitfall of small businesses that start or nonprofits that start that they think they can do all their bookkeeping.
Yeah, you
their
can't be like
P&L and reconcile every month. And you can, but it's not done. And I don't think it's done in the
you're taking away from
professional business way, and you are taking away from something else, and it, you miss things where someone who is looking out for you will catch those things and be able to reconcile for you. And I will say, you know, being running PawWorks is from the get go, we had a bookkeeper and we have a CPA, and we always did it the right way, and we never tried to do it ourselves because I mean I went to school for accounting, but I was like, no.
No. Well, you know what? I mean, this is like the perfect thing where it says you don't know what you don't know.
And if you do, sometimes you need to let better people do it.
Yeah. Or, you know, have definitely, you know, supporting strategies take this over for you. Mark, also, I want to ask you, what's your advice on the cloud-based accounting?
Well, I have some thoughts on that. First, I'll say it's also important that you have, you know, proper controls in place with segregation of duties. So even if you have one bookkeeper helping you out doing the day-to-day work, if you don't have the accounting training and you're not equipped to review their work or don't have time to do it, who's watching? So that's why we have a team-based approach. So we have a number of resources sharing responsibility for a client and double-checking each other's work. Second set of eyes goes a long way.
Wow, that makes
sense. With regard to cloud-based accounting, and the technology it enables us to work faster and smarter for our clients. You know, there's very little paperwork anymore in businesses. Most files are electronic. So there's cutting-edge software that handles a lot of the time-consuming data entry so our people can focus on delivering higher-value services to our clients, insightful reporting, and, you know, really drilling in and showing the business owners where they should focus to best manage their business to and improve their bottom line. You know, cloud-based accounting enables us to do a lot of work virtually, so it becomes very affordable for clients to have this level of expertise. Plus, the clients don't have to wait a week or two for someone to show back up in their office to get work done. It can now be done through the internet.
And cloud-based accounting is always backed up correctly. Are they backed up with hard copies and you know, other ways, or is it just all in the cloud? Because that terrifies me.
I'm
old in that mind.
No, I get it, because I'm always wondering, like, you know, so is my file right next to Chad's and then he can, like, you know, I don't know.
Well, so yes, that's very important. And I used to be the CFO of three different IT services companies, so I know very well the importance of data backups and security. And we've selected, you know, leading edge software solutions that have redundant backups where there's copies of the files that are important to our clients stored in multiple places around the country, backed up, you know, sometimes by the minute, other places overnight, depends on what the situation is. And yes, hard copies when it's relevant. So not only do you have your data in multiple places and in multiple secure systems when that's appropriate, but for example, law firms in different states are required to maintain hard copy binders for their trust accounting. And we'll maintain hard copies of those records as well as electronic copies so we can print out duplicate sets if that's ever needed.
Wow. That, I mean, it sounds like, you know, that people need you. Very simple. I love that. And now, so if somebody was thinking that they're possibly going to start a business or they're already running a business, what are some of the downfalls that they might not be thinking about? Just, I always like to bring the brighter side so that people can kind of get a little bit of organization, and then obviously we'll have them call you.
Sure. Well, definitely start with top-notch people, processes, and systems. But as far as, you know, on a tactical level, young business owners often forget that or don't even know that 1099 forms are due to their vendors by February 1st and a copy to the IRS by March 31st of each year for the previous year's activity. So if you pay any vendor $600 or more in a year, the government requires you to send these forms out. And the IRS can charge businesses from $30 to $100 for each form that's late or that they never file, up to $500,000 in total. That could bankrupt a small business if you, you know, don't do this for a couple of years and then the IRS comes and levies $500,000 fine on you. Where are you going to come up with that money?
Wow. Okay. So that's a big one.
The best practice would be to, you know, collect the W-9 forms from each vendor before you pay a new vendor their very first time.
Right.
The vendors are going to be incented to give you that form right away so it doesn't slow down their payment. And then you have it and you file it away and you're not going to be late on filing your 1099.
There you go. I love that. Okay. Give me another one.
Another one. Well, we talked about proper controls and checks and balances. I mean, if you have the same person opening your mail who also has access to enter bills in your accounting software and go through your online banking system in bill pay and actually pay vendors, you're giving them a lot of control, and that's a recipe for fraud.
Mm.
So hopefully you're working with good people, but best practice is to segregate those duties so that the person who's, you know, responsible for entering the vendor bill information doesn't have authority to move money out of your bank account. We solve that using a cloud-based technology that allows us to handle the data entry and the management of all the vendor activity, but the business owner themselves is the only person who can release payments still. They don't have to sign paper checks. They can do it from their smartphone or through a web browser, but it preserves, you know, the segregation of duties so that no money can disappear without the business owner knowing about it.
I like that. I like that. And is that something, so if you're taking care of a company and you need to write checks, do you just give them to the owner and then they write the checks, or how does that work?
Well, most of our clients don't ever need to touch a check again. We do everything electronically. So we use a web-based tool where they, you know, once the information is entered correctly and approved, the business owner can click a box or press a button and release a paper check that comes out of a processing center in the middle of the country, or they can pay their vendors electronically through like a direct bank transfer, all within the software.
See,
you
I
never have to actually touch a check.
I still like writing checks for my business, not personally, but for my business, because I know firsthand where my money is going, and I know when it's coming out, and I know I can watch my budget and everything like that. You know, because being a nonprofit, I mean, budget is key, and what I have in the bank has to go as far as it can until I get more. So I like writing my checks, and I clicking on a button for me is too easy, and it's too easy to just get busy and say, right. You know, you have to send it,
right?
But you're like, well, okay.
See, but do you
you're
do?
Right. So yeah. It's a combination of process that makes that successful. I mean, we'll do cash flow forecasting with our clients so that they, you know, they have visibility to how much money is in the bank now and how much will be there down the road when they need it for other upcoming expenses. And also, you know, there's a better audit trail using a system like this. So you have a record to look back on. I mean, when you're writing checks, hopefully you're either keeping carbon copies of them or updating
absolutely
your check ledger.
Absolutely.
Are you a carbon copy or do you do it online? Do you do any of your banking
all
online?
All the above.
All.
I do it all. I double check myself with my online and I keep a ledger and I have carbon copies.
Okay.
That's so, only for my business. Personally, I'm very different.
You don't have any record of anything.
Well, I do. I just look online. I'm like, okay, we're good.
Yeah, exactly. I
sounds
love
like you're pretty well organized, but you know, if you ran out of time, you'd have to have someone help you out with some portion of that process. And I encourage you to think.
Yeah, I'm 38 and I'm getting gray hairs already. So yes, so at one point, I will be needing help for that.
Hey, that's pretty funny. Mark, where do we find out more about your company and how do my listeners contact you?
Sure. Well, supportingstrategies.com/LA for Los Angeles is our website. There's an 800 number, 888-631-8922. That's listed on our website as well, supportingstrategies.com. And we have a blog there with what we call the Team of Experts campaign. You can see articles written on a daily basis by over 250 employees of ours around the country who are experts in the field of small business and nonprofit accounting. So there's lots of useful information there. Lets you get inside our heads, see how we think and what we care about. And, of course, you can reach us through the website or by phone.
I love it. Mark, this was really fun. I hope that you'll come back again because this is, you know what, this is like the bones of your businesses. And so many people think that they can do it all. And I'm learning now that it's not so much. You need like, you know, the people that can, you're kind of, I always talk about your support team and you would definitely be part of a support team.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And of course, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. Let's give something away.
Let's give something away. Lure Fish House.
Ooh, one of my favorites.
I know. Located in Camarillo, Ventura, Westlake, and Santa Barbara. And we also have Famous Dave's Barbecue located at 277 Seaglass Way in Oxnard. We have gift certificates to both of those. Call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And again, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in that we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and we invite your calls. And if you have a business or an event happening, we want to hear from you. We want to have you call us and let us know, hey, I want to share what I've got happening, and we want to get you on our show. So call us. That number again, 805-419-0008. And again, if you miss any part of our show, you can go to our website, KimPaganoShow.com, or our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. And we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thanks to all of our great sponsors. The Elite Theater Company has been entertaining, educating, and enriching its audience, bringing together the local talents of amateurs and professionals who share a passion for theater since 1994. Learn more at www.elitetheater.org. the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley. I hope you never need to call, but if you know someone is in trouble, Doug Ridley would be the one to call. His number is 805-208-0710. Douglas Ridley is a former deputy district attorney and your Ventura criminal defense attorney for solid defense when you need it most. Learn more at VenturaCriminalDefenseFirm.com. Ventura Water. Dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Are you doing your part? Visit www.cityofventura.net.
Pino's Palette Westlake Village Paint and Sip Studio is a uniquely fun and creative experience. One of their talented artists will walk you step-by-step painting while you laugh with your friends and sip on delicious wine and beer. Don't let the painting intimidate you, because they'll break it down into easy steps. Pino's Palette offers great public classes each week. Register for a class today. Call 805-379-9963. That's 805-379-9963. Or visit their website at www.pinospalette.com/Westlake Village.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on
KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you so much for being here. And, of course, we are entering into the weekend.
Entering. We're in it.
We're in it. I know. I don't know. It's been a weird week, I tell you. Do you agree?
I do. You know, we got the Santa Ana winds. We had the election. It's just a little
off.
Not in a bad way, but just a little off.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get it back on right now.
We're gonna get the pep in the step.
There you go. So I know we've got lots of stuff we're giving away. Talk to us.
Yeah. You know what? We have a great event tonight and another event all weekend. We have Nottingham Festival. Come step back into time with the Nottingham Festival. The 3-time award-winning Nottingham Festival returns to Simi Valley for all this weekend at the Nottingham Green at Civic Center Park for food, fun, and frivolity. I like that word, frivolity. Also, we have Jason Love, Jeff Urea, Vargas Mason tonight at Movie Co. in Thousand Oaks starting at 7:30. It's a live stand-up comedy event. You can win tickets to both of those at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. You know, it's funny as you start to see on Facebook, of course, you know, or just everywhere, all the holiday, you know, things happening, the annual Christmas tree lighting.
And, you know, we have our store at the Thousand Oaks, and they are already playing the Christmas,
isn't that great?
Christmas music.
Oh,
and
really?
And one of my volunteers the other day said, already? And I said, oh, you'll get so sick of it.
Yeah. Oh,
as
okay.
much as I love
yeah.
the holidays, but
well,
it started November 1st.
Yeah,
you're
know,
like,
I know.
Thanksgiving's not even here.
I know. Can't they do Thanksgiving first and then, but they move right on in?
You know? I don't know if you read the stories recently where some of the big department stores and stores are actually closing down for Thanksgiving for the first time in years.
Wow.
Because they are starting to believe that people need that day off. Honestly, there's no reason to be.
So what, the next day, though, is Black Friday, right? And that's where
exactly.
it kicks in. So why not just let everybody go out that day?
Exactly. Why do you need to start at whatever?
And everybody, a lot of people, I want to say, support all of our, you know, stores and people, you know,
and
all of
great,
our independents.
You can wait 12 hours.
But a lot of people still are in their pajamas, you know, but I still like to touch stuff and feel
I
it.
Do
and,
not.
And,
I'm not a big Black Friday guy. I don't care what kind of specials out there. You're not going to get me standing in line at a.
Although I had a tradition with my daughters, and we would go in there, you know, and just walk in the stores and hear the bands and hear the people and, you know, that kind
can't
of stuff. I know.
It.
You can't do it?
Can't do it.
How about you, Tom? Do you like going out there?
No, but I do shop late for Christmas. The number one shopping day for Christmas
is the day before?
Saturday and Sunday, the weekend before.
I believe it.
The Black Friday is good, but sometimes it's the fourth or fifth biggest shopping day because people they're weary.
They
yeah.
are.
Well, mm-hmm. since you don't really buy a lot of presents, right? You don't have to even worry about it.
I don't.
Right.
I plan my
I think
holiday.
This is going to be my thought for everybody right now. Let's see. We are in to the second week of November, correct?
Yep.
Let's just think about your list right now and get it done so that you're not into that last panic. Go buy Colleen and the kids something right now, Tom, and then you're just done.
But then sometimes a really good thing comes up a week before and you go, oops.
Okay, but don't
That's why I wait late.
Then
shop late.
You go get that and you hold it over for their birthday.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. But then you're done. You're not stressing.
But talking about our shopping, we have an event we're going to be attending on the 17th at Wooden Hanger at 22536 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. A percentage is going to go back to Paw Works and a wonderful organization called HealGrief.org. It's all weekend, 10% back. You and I will be there to enjoy some wine, appetizers, and mingle with our guests.
Perfect. I'd love my listeners to come and join us out there. Yeah. And of course, are you gonna have adoptions there, or what are you having?
I might bring a few animals. Okay. It's a little bit, you know, it starts at 5 o'clock, so depending, it starts getting a little later. So okay. And now it's dark now.
I know. I don't love that. Do you love that?
It makes me sleepy.
I think that's what it's.
But
happening,
then I don't go to bed.
Either do I. I know.
It's still working at 5 o'clock.
I don't know. Anyways, well, let's bring our next guest on, Penny Pierce, and of course her book is Leap of Perception. And Penny, are you there?
I am.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, this is, this is about the transforming power of your attention, correct?
Yes.
And tell us, what does that mean? What is it all about?
Well, I think everybody's aware that life has been accelerating, and for many years, every year it seemed to me it was going faster and faster and faster.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been working for a long time with intuition and intuition development and, you know, bringing sort of the spiritual realm into the physical realm and you know, that kind of thing. And
I love that.
And I became aware after doing lots and lots of work with people, doing readings and teaching for a long time, that we were really going through something that was fairly profound, that we were actually transforming. And that what was transforming really was reality. That it's like from one sort of inner model of reality, sometimes I call it an inner geometry, to a totally different one. And so it's like we're moving out of linear perception, where everything looks like it's in a line and separated by empty space, and we have storylines and plot lines and past, present, future, and, you know, cause and effect thinking, to something that's happening all in the present moment.
Okay.
Because everything's getting so fast. Probably you've noticed it.
Oh, I totally noticed it. Well, you know, it's interesting. I remember my parents saying, the older you get, it's just going to start flying by, you know?
Right.
I'm like, it's already Saturday. It's already Saturday. You know, it's like, I just can't. I'm like, wow, how did this happen? And so how do we stay in the present moment and be present?
Well, I think part of it is learning to notice when we're really focused in the left brain, which is, you know, the left brain is that analytical, compartmentalized, logical part that's always using language. So if you're having a lot of self-talk, or if you're, you know, talking to yourself, you're in the left brain.
Mm.
And that causes you to feel separate from things. As you move to the right brain, which is what we use when we're doing art, you know, or using intuition, there's no sense of separation at all, and language disappears, and you go into this kind of deep, quiet immersion into life.
Well, that's interesting. So you're saying basically when you're self-criticizing or you're overthinking or your negative voice comes in, then you're using your left brain.
Yes.
And when you're just in the moment and enjoying the moment, or, you know, just doing creative things that is your gift in life, you're using the right brain.
Yes. And, you know, that's why meditation is so great, because it helps you stop that inner voice for a while and be quiet and go into that right brain place, or into the body itself, you know, the consciousness of the body.
Right.
And at that point, then you're able to start to work with your intuition to have what I call direct knowing, direct experience, where you're not separate from the thing you're looking at. You actually can merge into it, you know, with that other kind of consciousness. You could look at a flower and go into it and feel what it's like to be a flower, and then know it as though you are it. And anything, you could do that with your car engine, you know. Because what we're looking for here is a sense of unity.
Hmm. And so what are some of the main premises in Leap of Perception?
That there is a that they're shifting out of that linear into this spherical and holographic kind of perception. And in spherical, the difference is that you always feel like you're in the center of a big ball of reality. So when you get quiet, if you feel your own energy, and often psychics will see this as the aura, you know, and it's always spherical. It goes out around you in every direction equally and forms a ball. So, but that ball, then, is what we're becoming aware of, and that ball can expand and get really large, you know, and you can have a feeling of other dimensions or of the distant past or, you know, things that may be coming in the so-called future.
So let me ask you a question, and I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking with Penny Pierce. We're talking about her book, Leap of Perception. You know, there's many people that I have talked to that could be in a huge crowd and feel alone. What would that be? How would you explain that, and why is that feeling?
I think it could be a couple of things. On the positive side, it could be that the sense of self is very centered and contained, and so you're not allowing yourself to change your own vibration, if you will, to match everybody else's.
Okay, so that's a positive side. And what if they feel lonely or alone?
Well, then that could be, you know, that could be a sense of a belief. That's the result of a feeling that comes from an old belief that nobody sees me or nobody gets me.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, so it could have a positive aura, sort of a, you know, dysfunctional
right.
to it.
Exactly. Penny, what did you do before you wrote books?
I was a corporate art director and graphic designer. In fact, I went to Cal Arts and I lived in L.A. for quite a while. And, but that was good training. It allowed me to understand, to be able to picture things intuitively. And it led me really into a study of sort of problem solving that goes on underneath the surface in people's lives.
I like that.
Now they call it design thinking. I think they have a program at Stanford in this kind of thing.
Design thinking, and that's what they call it? That's interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
And now, I know that this is your third book, correct?
Actually, it's my ninth book.
Oh,
but it's
wow.
Third in a trilogy on transformation.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, give us some advice about how to remain stable in these intense times. You know, as far as life passing us so fast, you know?
Well, these are intense times. And let me just say before I answer your question directly that I think the intensity is being caused by this continuing acceleration, which tends to raise the vibration of everything. You know, everything goes faster, so it vibrates faster, and we're becoming aware that we actually are made of energy that vibrates at different frequencies. And my previous book was called Frequency.
Right.
It's all about that. So as we get faster, we start to feel more. We start to know more. And that means that anything that used to be able to be suppressed in the subconscious mind, where we could ignore it, like, you know, sexual abuse or any sort of negativity like that, can no longer stay at that level. So all of that old fear-based stuff is popping up to the surface these days, both in individual lives and in society. So, we're seeing it in the whole political situation in the country of the polarities that are arising and the kind of craziness. So to me, that's a healthy thing, that we're clearing the fear from our lives, and it has to be seen before it can be cleared. You know, so first of all, don't judge that all of this as terrible, that like life is going to on to destruction or Armageddon or something. It's really, I think, a positive sign. So secondly, then, I think we maintain stability by finding our own sort of vibration. I sometimes call it your home frequency. That it's the way you like to feel when you're feeling really good. And like the soul in the body, you know, it's a feeling of, sometimes it's just as simple as cheerfulness or sincerity or just willingness to be entertained by life. And, you know, that it's the light in a baby's eyes.
Right. Do you think a lot of people, do you have a home frequency, I mean, that you could tune in? You're pretty easy, happy, go lucky all the time child, right?
Yeah. You know, the only thing that ever really sets me off of my scale, because me being a Libra, I'm very balanced, I think, is personal relationship, meaning like my spouse.
Right.
That is the only thing that can like my
kilter
trigger
you.
Kilter me. Everything else, I just take as it comes.
A grain of salt and you just go,
yeah. I mean, yeah. I've had people pass, really close relatives pass in my life, and I just take it one step at a time, and I don't overwhelm myself, and when I need to cry or I need to stop, I stop.
You allow yourself.
I allow myself. And the only thing that throws me off is my relationship. That's it.
What's your thought on that, Penny?
Well, I think that it's very easy to, especially when you lived close together and you're pretty well merged, you know, and you feel into each other all the time, that when one person's fear comes up and they act out of that, you know, it's very hard not to match their energy and not to feel like it's hurting you, that there's something in this outside world that's hurting you. If you can maintain your own home frequency and allow the other person the space to go through what they're doing, you're going to, first of all, be better at thinking clearly about how to communicate with them.
Wow, I like that. Because
I agree, because over the years I've gotten better and I've learned to just take a step back and let
him
his process.
Well, you know
what?
And that's the same with my husband. Like he has fires every single day, and if I was on his fire truck, I'd be like, oh my God, not another one, you know. And I can't do that because before I'm like just getting on it and he's already done with it, you
and
know.
And then he can't be on your frequency. And he's like, how do you do all this?
Yeah, and so we do have to. I think that's a super important trait right there that we need to practice, is being our own home frequency. And now what about being in a relationship that you think that you know each other and yet they're not probably being honest with themselves, or, you know what I mean? Maybe you don't even really know each other. Is that possible?
Sure. And especially when people are still kind of stuck in their own fear issues, what happens is that is the energy of your ball, okay, of your sphere.
Uh-huh.
If you're thinking a lot about what you're not getting or how unfair life is or what you don't have, you know, you're going to get a reality that acts the same way.
Wow.
And so then you get people who act the same way. They actually kind of emerge out of the field, and you find that being mirrored to you or copied or overlapped with you everywhere.
Wow, I like that.
So as soon as you clear your own issue and fear,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a big deal to you anymore, then you don't attract those kinds of people anymore.
Wow.
But in relationships, often when one person gets more clear or starts to grow faster than the other,
sometimes
either the other will say, great, thanks for showing me the way, and we'll jump on it and do the same. Or they'll say, stop pressuring me.
I'm not there yet.
Scared and pull in.
Mm.
And then you find that there are different life paths diverging.
Right,
and
right.
And that's, you know, that there's no real point in staying together.
Penny, how can we get the best guidance from our own soul? You know, that intuition is something that so many of us think that's that little voice inside us telling us what to do, but then at the same time we don't trust ourselves.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the big word there is trust. But first of all, the home frequency is like a neutral state where you're in touch with your better self, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in that state and you ask a question, you will get responses from yourself that are accurate.
Mm.
And also you'll get just new ideas that pop up out of nowhere that are on purpose for you.
Right. Have you ever felt, you know, this last week, I think it was just one of those crazy weeks, and, you know, thank God I feel better today, right? You know, but, you know, there's days that I just can't, I'm like, I'm just trying to center myself, and I couldn't. And so then I had to just let myself, okay, then you can't perform right now. There's just something that you can't do. What do you do when do you ever have those kind of days, Penny?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I think that you have to, like, be in the moment again and say, look, this is what's happening right now. And why is it happening right now? Mm. Is there something I'm not paying attention to, or am I ahead of myself with some kind of should that I can't actually fulfill right now because maybe I don't have enough information, or maybe something else wants to happen that I'm not aware of yet? And just let it be, you know, for a minute.
Right.
You know, sometimes letting it be is a way to be in the present moment.
I like that. I like that.
And being with things as they are allows there to be some kind of psychic space around things.
Right.
Then you can get some perspective. But when you're right up on it, you can't see things.
Yeah. And you know what? I really want to share this with my listeners, too. I just heard this from a really close girlfriend of mine, and she says she actually tells her children this. Wait 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and everything's going to change. You know,
you know,
like our kids are, you know, I don't have anything to do today, or, you know, you're trying to decide which activity to be involved in, or which 5 minutes, just sit down and the answers will come. You know, if you're depressed or you're sad or you're whatever it is, 5 minutes. And you know, because there's so many people out there that think they need that instant gratification. And especially our young, you know, there's a lot of kids, you know, I just had somebody, you know, that I know of suicidal. 5 minutes. Don't go there, you know.
Well, that's a good way to help kids learn to just take that pause that refreshes in a way, too. Because I don't think we're especially today, we're so addicted to the action part of any creation cycle. You know, but to be creative, you come from nothing. You allow ideas to emerge. You follow them into form. You know, you go with it and let that magic of creativity happen. And then it's finished, and we don't know what to do at that point. So what we do is we resist the ending of things and try to go backwards and do it all over again or do something different or better or, you know, more.
Wow.
You know, well, and so there's a pleasurable
Penny,
we're at the end of a cycle.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. We're at the end. I actually didn't even realize we're so close to our ending. Penny Pierce, Leap of Perception, thank you so much for being here. We are at the end of our show, and of course, we always end it with a moment of happiness. Today will be an amazing, will be amazing. So wake up, smile. Positively is a choice that becomes a lifestyle. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'll talk to you next week. Go do something great for yourself and someone else.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel